Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, representing Financial Services Online, with your daily summary of financial services news across the industries of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management here in Australia. Shifting towards a cautious stance amid the country's economic strain, Aussies are reforming their budgets. According to a study conducted by Equip Super, a vast majority, around 85% of respondents, are cutting back their spending. Anticipating sustained inflation, two-thirds of the study's surveyed parties are increasing their super contributions. Furthermore, 34% are actively amplifying retirement funds, nearly half are zeroing in on debt repayment and chipping away at mortgage commitments. Despite these efforts, around half express concerns over the return rate on their super funds, and 14% lean towards keeping funds liquid for easier access. Paul Stocker, Equip Super's head of advice, recognizes these financial challenges and suggests a balanced approach between immediate savings and long-term financial security. In a turn of events, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed Zurich Australia's decision to deny an insurance claim for a fire-ravaged truck. The policyholder had neglected to disclose a prior traffic crime dated back to March 2021. Transparency is critical, as this unavoidable oversight led to the policy's void and the refund of the premiums. As the government reviews the cyclone insurance landscape, the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, captained by Tyrone Shandeman, is vouching for a fairer distribution of insurance costs. Indications from recent parliamentary committee hearings propose including flood coverage and addressing steep premiums for properties valued above $20 million. Adjustments were advised by ASIL last year, encompassing extended post-cyclone coverage, heightened regional funding support, and addition of marine insurance. Even as the Australian equities experienced a minor shock due to increased inflation figures for the March quarter, Australia's financial market showed resilience. An unanticipated 1% inflation was noted, which squashed prospects of an interest rate cut by the Reserve Bank of Australia from 80% to 19%. Key industries had mixed responses, with financials noting gains led by Westpac, and utilities saw a slight dip by 0.6%. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar made promising strides. After trading halts due to merger speculations, Cleanaway shares took a significant dip, while household name Nick Scali holds steady with anticipated expansion news. That wraps up our financial services news for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. For more on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, Australia.